You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, Pastor Terry will be teaching us her anointed message from the Bible, "You Are an Overcomer."
So you don't have to be discouraged. You don't have to wonder, why is this taking so long? Give attention to the Word. Now, what areas of this of life will this work for you? Every area. Will this work in finances?
Yes.
Do you ever hear of, okay, Peter, same guy. Peter gets in a boat. They've been fishing all night long. Jesus says, hey, can I borrow your boat? I want to preach to these people, but I don't want to get thronged by the people. So he gets on the boat. He starts preaching. And then he tells Peter, he says, cast down your nets for a catch. Peter's like, listen, man, I'm just saying, you're a great preacher, but you know nothing about fishing. Because if you knew anything about fishing, it is not the time of day for us to fish. And we've been doing this all night long. And we caught nothing. Not even a minnow. We caught nothing. Right? So he says, nevertheless, at your word... Nevertheless, at your word,
yes. Yes.
Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net for a catch. He was only partially obedient because Jesus said, let down the nets. Puts the nets down into the water, or the net into the water, pulls up a catch that starts to sink their boat. Now he's got to call for John and James, the sons of Zebedee, to come and to bail out some of the fish so that they could take. What was Peter? What was his job? He was a fisherman. When he hauled in all that fish, what was that called? Payday.
Yes.
Did this affect his finances?
Yes.
Yes, he was a commercial fisherman. He took the fish to the market, sold it, and then he went and followed Jesus. Sorry, my cream. We have to understand the Word of God. Get off my throat. The Word of God will affect every area of your life, and it may sound silly. Oh, well, God doesn't care about my finances. He cares about your finances. Do you know why? Because finances have a tendency to cause people to worry.
Yes.
Do you know what he doesn't want you to do?
Worry.
Really? How do you know? Thank you. Good. Let's go there. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. See, I like this participation thing. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Wow, that's an interesting thing. What's the opposite of humility? Okay. Are we getting a picture? Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Who does he exalt? The humble. There are plenty of believers that are not humble. Let me say it again. There are plenty of believers who are not humble. Who gets exalted? The humble. What is true Bible humility? Go back. Verse 6. What is true Bible humility?
Humble
Believing God's word is true. Yes. Believing God's word is true is just what John said. I'm just making it fifth grade level, right? Because we have to be able to do this. How do we know God's word is true? Because he can't lie. It is absolutely impossible for God to lie. If he said today is Monday, today is Monday. If he said it's midnight, look at any clock you want, it's midnight. What he says is true. He cannot lie. It is impossible for him to lie. Nothing's impossible for God. He set boundaries for himself, and it is impossible for God to lie. So believing God's word is true is Bible humility. Yes. What are some of the things God says about you? What? You are loved. Do you feel loved?
Yes.
Right now you do. What about 2 o'clock in the morning? What about when somebody says something not so nice to you? Are you loved? Does it change based on the way you feel?
No.
What else does God say about you? That you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You ever act not righteous?
Yes.
Does that change truth?
No.
Why? Because you're not your behavior.
Right.
Y'all, bark. Bark. I always wait for a real dog to bark. Like, can I get a woof? But no. Okay. Anyway, are you a dog?
No.
But you were barking. Are you a dog?
No.
No. So you are not your behavior, are you? What does the Bible say you are? Righteous. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So whether I feel righteous or not, I am righteous. Healed. Someone said healed, but I don't feel healed. The doctor says I ain't healed. And everything's hurting. And you know, it's just that age. Can I ask you a question? What age is that age? Because Moses was 120 years old and his life force was not abated, nor was his eyesight dim. So what exactly is that age? I was talking to, she's not here. I was talking to Kim the other day, and her father-in-law is 90-something, living on his own, completely self-sufficient, mowing the lawn, living in Florida. God bless him. I don't want to mow the lawn in Florida. And his sister, so her husband's aunt, is 103, completely living independently, completely healthy, cooks her own meals, does her own shopping, does everything she needs, 103. So what age is that age? Miss Flo will get up and tell you that age has not happened yet for her. Right? That's right. What age in your mind is that age? Because according to the Word of God, you can leave the earth at 120 years without sickness or disease in your body. Well, how am I going to die? Lay your body down and leave. Why do you have to be sick? Why can't you just go? With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. And if you're healed, why we talk so much sickness? Oh, because you just don't understand.
I don't.
And it's not a condemnation. No. What it is we need to give our attention to the word and agree with the word over our circumstances. Yeah. Who originated sickness and disease?
Yeah.
The devil did. In the Garden of Eden, sickness and disease came in with sin. It never, ever existed, never was supposed to exist. Right? What was the first emotion that occurred inside of the Garden of Eden that we can see that Adam says? I was afraid. So that is?
Fear.
Did God give you a spirit of fear?
No.
What did he give you?
Power, love, and sound mind.
2 Timothy 1:7. God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Okay, yeah, we were continuing on. You're all right, Cal. Stay where you are. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. If you are looking to be exalted, humble yourself. If you want to be elevated above your circumstances, elevate his word above your circumstances.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, here's the thing. Sometimes we get deceived and we think that we're doing it and we're not. But this is your solution. God's word is more true than your circumstances.
Yes.
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 Verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Now, this is together. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, casting your cares. They go together. This is not one or the other. This is how you do the first part of this verse. How can you cast your cares when everything seems like it's so dim? Trust. The only way for you to cast your care is to trust that God is going to work it out for your good. What the devil means for evil, God can work out for good for those who love the Lord. And I know that if I sat here and asked you, do you love Jesus? You would tell me, oh, yes, I love Jesus. Well, who loved who first? If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there isn't even milk being fed to you at this point. And if you want to grow up into the things of God, if you want to have deliverance, if you want to learn how to have a humble heart and cast all your cares, too many people are worrying. And I promise you, worry will send you to your grave. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord, he can teach you how to cast all of your care upon him once and for all. He can teach you how to live a victorious life. And once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you become a part of his family. And so if you're in this place or you're listening and watching on the internet, and you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, if you'll raise your hand, it will be my honor and my privilege to pray with you this morning. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing and teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, the directions, and service times. Also, Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you, ladies, to our monthly ladies meeting on March 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Come and enjoy a delicious meal and a life-changing gospel message. This month, the message is entitled Breakthrough 2020. The breakthrough is inside you. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential